Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
It is that time of the day where we play a little game called What's In? Hughes Holiday Stock, of course, brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. So today, Hugh, as we do every day here, here's what our listeners are playing for. Today, if you win, you win Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a clear tote bag. And if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, and original wood smoker chairs, plus the Gerhardt's Appliances Weber Spirit 2 grill and a 55-inch TV. All right, Hugh, you ready to go here?
I'm ready.
All right, holiday tradition is today's theme. You ask us a yes or no question. We will answer it. And then you get a guess. Rich is in Pottstown playing What's in Hugh's Holiday Stock. And Rich, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Is it a child's tradition?
No.
No.
Is it ugly sweater?
I like
that's
that
fairly
guess.
New though, right? Ugly sweater.
I remember that about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people have always had ugly sweaters.
We just start calling them ugly sweaters.
Right now, we do it in an ironic way. Julia's up next. Hey, Julia.
Hi.
What's
is
up,
it
Julia?
Something to eat?
No.
Is it something to eat?
No.
How about a string of lights?
String of lights. Good guess.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, but these are all traditions. Larry in the Northeast. Hey, Larry.
Hey, is it something you have in your house?
You could.
You have it in your house. Yeah.
I'll go mistletoe.
Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Is it something that can be done outside the house?
Sure.
You can, yeah.
Yes.
Christmas caroling.
Oh, that's a good one. No.
When was the last time you caroled?
Never. I'm not sitting outside nobody's house singing. Living in this big blue world.
I think this is a way to endear yourself to your new neighbors, actually. You go around caroling.
Go around
this year.
Singing. I barely speak to my neighbor.
Hey, Rob in Delaware. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob. What do you got?
All right. So all my guesses were taken. So is it hot?
Is it hot?
That's a good question.
Do we have an answer for this?
It could. I think it could be.
I don't think it. When I think of it, I don't think of it as
well,
hot.
Most people probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you might be able to make a hot version.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would say no.
Oh, man. All right, so let's go with icicles.
Icicles.
Not right. Usually hot.
Nope. 215-592.
That was weird to guess
90,
icicles.
Well, if they get hot, they melt.
Was it hot?
215-592-9494 to hop in. We're going to need a few more to hop in here because you're going to have a chance to guess what's in Hughes Holiday Stock and use these early guesses to help you. George in North Philly. George, go ahead.
Hey, is this something dealing with clothes?
No.
No.
All right. Decorating gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses.
Amy in Ardmore. Hey, Amy.
Hey, guys. Is it something you decorate?
No.
No? All right. All my guests were taken too. I'll go eating Christmas cookies.
One of my favorite traditions right there.
You eat Santa cookies?
You got to eat cookies around the holidays. 215-592-9499 for Hughes Holiday Stock. And what's in it today? We have ourselves a holiday tradition. Joe in Redding is up next. Hey, Joe.
Hey, is it something that gets hidden every other night?
No. But, well, that's something that I'm focused a lot on before I go to sleep every night these days. But, Joe, no, it's not that.
Okay. My guess would be then putting the star on a tree.
Daniel, up next on WIP playing What's in Hughes Holiday Stocking. Hey, Daniel.
Hi. Can it be eaten?
No.
Can it be eaten?
Okay. Is it an advent calendar?
The what?
The advent calendar. There's a calendar every day that kind of counts down to Christmas.
Is that the one you put candy in?
Daniel, appreciate it. Kyle was busy answering the card. I gave him the sound. I created the sound.
That was well done.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to trust. I didn't want to leave him hanging.
You sounded just like it.
I didn't want to leave him hanging. Justin in Willow Grove. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Does it involve travel?
No.
No.
Jeez. Let's say making eggnog.
Hey! You got it, Justin. Oh. Yes, eggnog. It Ow. Is. Was that just a clear guess, or did you have an idea?
He was workshopping it.
I've never had cold eggnog, but I was running out of ideas.
You never had. See, that's what. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. So, Justin,
So wait a minute. Is it lukewarm?
Well, no. So I did read here that some people, if it's on a really cold day, you could.
Heated up.
Warm, almost like mulled wine or a mulled cider, but it's Justin, it's served cold or like a room temperature. It's not really served warm.
Some bourbon to heat it up.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's probably what
I did. I saw that. The people put bourbon in it.
Justin, have you ever had eggnog?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, you're an eggnog
ice
guy.
Cream. Yeah, all of it.
Eggnog ice cream.
Yes, dude. Sir. Turkey Hill.
Sounds normal.
I might try it. You want to bring some in tomorrow? I'll bring some in tomorrow.
Check it out.
All right. Justin, congratulations, buddy. You're the winner. You found out. You figured out what's in Hughes holiday stocking today. 215-592-9494 to hop back in on our conversation today. Who is this on? I mean, really, who is this on? I know what this hour's on. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. But who is this on to fix the Eagles' issues right now? That is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We asked, who is it on to fix this, Nick Sirianni or the players? I am so flabbergasted by the voting on this today.
Who is it? The players?
72%.
Because they understand where I'm coming from.
No, they're letting the head coach off the hook. He's the culture setter. Seth Joyner agree with me. I mean, football guys see this. Me, Kyle, Seth Joyner. Football guys see this a certain way. This is on the coach.
Ultimately, it's up to the players, man. Because they know intimately what's going on. They know.
Then how come they haven't fixed it? If it's on them, why are we here?
Because I feel like there's a lot of innuendo. People aren't really saying exactly how they feel. You know, I think it's a little bit of that. And then it doesn't help when you have somebody jump out there and just put all the business in the street.
Mean like AJ or
BG?
Maybe BG put it in the street so the head coach could wake up.
BG just tried. Like, Seth was right about one thing. BG trying to win. That's the first thing that I thought about when I heard BG say what he said.
Well, like, I agree with
trying
that.
To win. He's trying to win.
When otherwise positive people, and I think we all agree, BG's as positive of a
person that you can be.
Yeah. When otherwise positive people turn negative or, you know, kind of shed light on a negative, my first thought isn't like, oh, this is ridiculous. My first thought, why'd they do this? Right? Like, what's the motive here?
And his agenda?
Yeah, he has an agenda. And I think we all have the same agenda. We want the Eagles to figure this out and win. I just think we've done it. We've had too much time has gone by now where we've let these two figure it out. You guys are friends. You figure it out. Last year, do you remember what happened in the Seattle game when those two changed the play and it led to an interception?
Yeah. They were on the same page, though.
Well, it hurt the team. They hurt the team. And they made the coach look like a clown.
He did call him a clown. We made him like a clown.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the coach go up there and talk about how maybe we'll get a pass interference on a deep pass, and we're all like, what are you talking about? So they did this last year. Now we're doing it in a different way where I just need the coach to get involved, sit these two guys down, and figure this thing out. This is a culture-setting coach, and the culture, again, feels like it's, you know, a little thin ice with these two. Figure it out. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Players or Sirianni? Who's got to fix this mess right now? Rob is in Delaware. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rob. What's up?
I'm thinking that I'm hearing too much about this, what's going on in the media. I have noticed both sides. And you know what? AJ was open, man, and he's got a right to say, dude, I'm open. Come hit me. And I've seen this with other teams for so many years, and it doesn't become this big, giant blow-up of what it's becoming now. And I think that's going to hurt us the most.
Why do you think it blew up so much?
Yeah, you know what? I have no clue. I don't know.
I have one. I have one. When the wide receiver after the game says passing's the problem, and then Brandon Graham, who's the longest tenured player in the city, goes on WIP on his own show and says these two got to grow up and figure it out. That's why it blew up, Rob.
The f*** is WIP?
You're right. You're right about that. I don't know why Brandon Graham said that.
Because he's trying to win, man. He's trying to win.
He's taking the Hugh Douglas approach here.
He's trying to win. And A.J. Brown had every right to say, yeah, man, the passing. And I don't think it's against the coaching that he's saying that. I think he's trying to say to Jalen, hey, dude, I'm open. Trust me. Throw the ball. Put it in the air. And I get Jalen's side, too. You know, you have to think about that. I didn't think about it until I heard about it on the radio. But, you know, maybe he's gun-shy, and he doesn't want to throw that pick. But, man, trust your guy. That, you know, that's A.J. Brown. Put it up in the air. Throw it to where he's going to be. That's the play. You look at it, you see him with one man on him, guess what? He's going to get open.
Totally. Rob, I agree with that. Rob, so it's interesting the way you frame that. Rob, good phone call. Hugh, if teams around the NFL are watching the film, like the Steelers are watching the film on Jalen, right? And if they notice he is, you could use that term, gun-shy, he doesn't want to throw it into traffic. Are they going to see man coverage the rest of the season? Because I'm not a coach, but if I have a quarterback that is almost second guessing the coverage he's seeing, but he is comfortable airing it out one on one, right? But he's good at that. AJ's good
probably
at it.
Probably not going to see that.
I'm not giving him one on one. I'm not doing any man coverage, which means can't they just take AJ out of the game? Like if Jalen is uncomfortable throwing into coverage, I'm playing coverage over AJ and saying he's not going to throw it to him anymore.
Yeah, you're going
to
do that until you stop. But the thing of it is, you know, Saquon is a legit threat of it. He is definitely that. You only need a couple plays where you get him involved and it'll be fine. Who was it last week? I think it was Jason Avant on the post game. He said something to the effect of, for as good as we run the ball, we shouldn't have as much problems throwing the ball
sure.
as we do.
Yeah, it should be opened
because,
up.
Because, like, at the end of the day, you talk about eight man in the box that they can't stop the run. Linebackers are biting on that play action. So you should be, at the least, you should be able to get some quick hitters out there. Like, some quick, like, off-the-line type stuff with AJ just making a one move and going. We're not even doing that well.
So I let's take this next call. And then, Hugh, I got to find this. I read something yesterday because you mentioned the play action right there biting on it. In theory, and you mentioned what Jason said on the post game. In theory, right, it should make it easier. Play action should make it easier. But I read something yesterday. I'm going to pull it up here. They're not even running play action as much as they did in the past, which like that. And then it points back to the coordinator and the coach and all that. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I gotta agree with
Tom. Where are you, man? Underwater?
Oh,
he put you on hold. I think Tom was underwater. Bashir in West Philly. What's up, Bashir?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up, Bashir.
What's up, man?
I really think it's on Jalen. Like, we got two grown ass men at the end of the day, and I just think like if he just comes to AJ as a man and just says, look. I saw you, and I apologize. The next one, I got you. It could be this issue can be as over as just one touchdown to AJ.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all. That's it. Just one touchdown to AJ. Boom. Problem solved. Now, it might cause a problem as well within the offense, but I don't know. At the end of the day, I just feel as if this team is going to go down to Louisiana, this has to be nipped in the butt like now, like yesterday.
Yesterday. I'm with that.
Well, I agree because the longer this festers, Bashir, the worse it's going to get. Like, but you know, they've won 9 in a row, and it became a thing in the locker room after the game, and it became a thing this week with BG on his show. Like, it's a thing in their winning, Bashir. Let's say they drop this game to the Steelers, and they don't fix it. It's just going to get worse. You feel like
now just going to the side is also an ego thing because I know I was listening to the radio early in the morning that AJ just feels like he's not the man.
Mm.
and Saquon right now is the man. Is that also, could that also influence how AJ feels?
I think so. Yeah, Bashir.
I said that yesterday.
Bashir, I think so.
I was accused of being messy.
Well, you know what? Sometimes messy and truthful are the same thing, just you know, in different words.
I was told I was being messy.
Well, maybe you were right. I brought it up yesterday. I'm not speaking out of turn. It was put out there by a reporter who's in the locker room. They have a our savior thing up under a picture of Saquon Barkley. I mean, ego's a part of this, right? You have all these.
Oh, yeah. Being a football player, professional athlete at this level, yeah, there are some egos that are larger than life. And when you have situations where, I'm not saying that this is the case, but I'm just looking at the correlations because I'm thinking outside the box. When you talk about what happened this weekend with Saquon Barkley breaking the rushing, Shady McCoy's rushing title, and A.J. Brown not being in the offense that much, that's probably frustrating, especially when there were opportunities there. I'm not saying that he's super jealous of Saquon, but there were some missed opportunities in that game. And I think we've all pointed them out on one occasion or another. And I think with that, part of that, and given the fact that, you know, Saquon did his thing this weekend, that could be a little frustrating. I'm not saying that he's mad at Saquon or anything like that, but your opportunity was missed and it's frustrating for you. Because you know your worth and you know what you bring to the table, and you just didn't get it done this week.
Well, they did not. And it hasn't gotten done for weeks now in the passing game. I mean, that's been obvious here. All right, let's hear from Shiel Kapadia. We said we play this for a Shiel. Writes for The Ringer, does podcasts for The Ringer. He appears on the morning show, afternoon show. Love Shiel. And he's a guy that dives into the film and the tape. Here's what he said he's seeing when he watches Eagles passing game. Here's Shiel Kapadia.
Yeah, I mean, the film shows that if this is about A.J. Brown not getting the football when he's open, that there are a lot of examples on the film of that happening. I mean, it happens on the second play of the game where they dial up a play for A.J. Brown where he's open deep and Jalen Hurts is looking at him, but he doesn't throw the football to him deep. He gets cautious and he checks it down to Jahan Dotson. There's a slant in there. There's an RPO in there. There are multiple occasions, and it's not just to A.J. Brown. You know, Jalen Hurts in this game, and it's become a theme a little bit for Jalen Hurts this season, is playing cautious and indecisive. And I don't know if it's because of the turnovers he had early in the season where they said, hey, you can't turn the football over. We're going to win with running the football. We're going to win with the defense. But that's the way he's playing. You know, previously, in previous years, we would point out plays where A.J. Brown would be double-teamed, and he would throw it to him anyway because he would say, I've got A.J. Brown on my team. I'm going to give him a shot there. And a lot of times A.J. Brown would come down with the football. Those plays are missing from the film right now.
Well, they are. So I pulled up the number, Hugh, that I was referencing with play action because you said it, right? Like with the run game being as good as it is, it should make the play action game. It should be easy. And so Jalen Hurts has only thrown the ball 64 times off of play action. How many games they played now? 12? 13?
13.
So look, can we do some math on that? 13? I mean, how many times per game is he even thrown off a play action? It's like it's less than four, isn't it?
I'm pretty good at math.
I think that the math is close to sound there. Or it's less than five. It's less than five.
He's like, can we do math? And he's like,
It's less than five. There it is.
I'm about to break that down.
Less than five of his attempts per game are play action attempts. That's not enough.
That's egregious. And it's one of those things when, think about what Shield just said. There have been games where A.J.'s been in triple coverage. And Jalen still threw it. And A.J. went and got it. Mm. You get a game where nobody's around you. And you don't throw it. And nobody can understand why he's frustrated.
No, I understand why he's frustrated.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying, and now we're mad at him for saying passing when we've seen plays with Jalen. We was like, why would you throw that? He got three guys in the when they played the Commodores last year, when he scored, he snatched the ball out of a defender's hand. And everybody's looking like, why would he throw that to him? They got three people on him, so math tells you that somebody's one-on-one, probably Devontae. But no, you still throw it to him.
Yeah.
So you can't see why he's upset?
Oh, I can see it, but he's not allowed to say it out loud.
No, he's not allowed.
No, well,
he was frustrated.
Look
he
at
was
the
frustrated.
Firestorm he caused this week.
I just think that's crazy, man. And now he's a bad guy. He's a cancer.
No, he's not that, but I need the head coach now. Like, well, you know what? This is why I need that coach to get involved.
Any other time. Any other time. Three people on me. But when I'm wide open, you look me dead in my face and don't throw the ball.
This is why I need the head coach involved. He let them do it their way. He let them run the locker room. And now we have a whole week of nonsense because the quarterback and the receiver are on the same page. I can't do it your way anymore. This is not what we're doing it my way. If I'm Nick Sirianni.
Whole week of nonsense is crazy.
Is it? What is this? How would you describe this week?
A whole week of nonsense.
A whole week.
But it's when you say it. It's just the reality of the situation.
It is. They've won 9 games in a row, and no one has anything good to say. It's nuts.
No, the best is when you go out on the street, people are like, why y'all always making something with nothing in the something? What you talking about? I didn't get on the stage and flame my teammate. I didn't do that.
Minding my own business after the game, watching AJ Brown go crazy. Dennis in Norristown. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Dennis. Man? What's up?
So I think that Mr. Joyner, God, I love when he's on your show, his suggestion that trauma and PTSD. I think that Jalen's got some problems, some fears, anxieties about turnovers. Why don't we think about bringing Nick Foles in, some sort of mentor, quarterback coach? I don't know. Who was in a position who ran those run-pass options better?
Nick Foles.
When Frank and Doug put him in that position. Remember, everybody, when Wentz went down. Oh, we're never going to go. Oh, boo-hoo. And we won the Super Bowl.
You're right. I like this idea.
Smart, rational decision. I'll bet you that A.J. Brown will be happy. No conflict between them once Jalen starts feeling comfortable with his job.
So what do you think? Like an assistant quarterback coach, a mentor? What are you thinking? Backup quarterback?
I would have to ask the professional football player on your panel there to answer what would be possible. I don't know the intricacies of the coaching staff or how that goes, but something to give him some one-on-one time, something that, because, you know, now I'm thinking I'm work professionally. When I hear diagnostic stuff, I think of a solution, not a therapist, obviously, but somebody who knows the game, who played the position, who beat Mr. Brady in the Super Bowl.
Nick Foles, Dennis, I love this idea. Hugh, what do you think? We bring Nick Foles back in. It's like a half mentor, half coach, half backup quarterback thing, and he helps the situation.
Half backup quarterback
thing? I'm just trying workshopping it. I'm workshopping how to get him here.
No.
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 Oh, I forgot. You're never Mr. You're not Mr. Foles.
No, I like Nick.
You're
but
just not
I
as
feel like,
fuzzy to Foles as the rest of us.
Wait a minute, but you're feel not. Like this is a situation
Good call, Dennis.
That needs to be rectified with the people that are already in the building.
But obviously they can't.
Like, I think they can.
But we've gotten to this point where they don't. I mean, AJ said they don't talk during the game. We are surmising or guessing that Jalen's looking at him open and not throwing it. At some point do you say These two, they need help.
I think that whole we don't talk after the game has been blown up a little bit.
He said during the game. We don't
yeah,
talk
I think I think it's been blown up just a little bit.
But
I do.
He said it.
It was
said
a way.
It?
No, I think it was in the context of the moment because it was something to the effect. He was like, well, no, we ain't really talking. Because he was asked, hey, is this something you guys had talked about during the course of the game? And he said, no, we didn't talk about it. So I feel like. In that moment, it's in that moment when that play happened that they didn't have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I hear you
because
on that.
The check down hit. It wasn't like it was a you know, they went off the field and he was like, hey, you know, da 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 da. So I think that's what they were talking about.
215-592-9494. All right, we will hit your phone calls coming up. Nick Sirianni will speak as well. Is this on Sirianni to get it fixed? I believe it is. Also, more from Shiel this morning next. 215-592-9494. Midday show.